So what they're suggesting is that we come back to this. If I understand correctly, probably tomorrow. Because we said we're not aware. In other words, we can keep on managing it for 24 hours or so. Trying doesn't mean too much time we have for the vote, but otherwise we go ahead, right? So the second thing is, you will see on the program, Parliament was held late last week, that this will remain a committee despite the sitting this afternoon in Taylor, right? So what is the difference for meeting on Friday? We meet 2 days tomorrow from 10 to 4, and on Thursday from 10 to 4. I gather from Taylor they have no party focus on Thursday. Is that correct? Yeah. So basically, it seems at this stage, again, Parliament only lets us know very late. So at this stage, it seems executive also a committee. So we will sit on Tuesday from 10 to 4, Wednesday on 10 to 4, and our vote members will agree that it's Thursday 10 to 4. But, I can guess it. If everybody has disappeared from Parliament, that might be a sort of problem. Look, there's no response given that. We're in quite a tentative stage of processing the vote that we sit here with 2 or 3 members. So, it's really up to the members. I am not even keen on getting it until next Friday or next Thursday. So, for me, I'm wrong, whether it's what I'm saying. But really, I believe that the next weekend, there's obviously a lot of progress to make. So, on this is the second question of the change of program, which is if you're not going to try to be there to people, we have no control over it. It's Parliament at the start. So in short, in the thick of the sitting around this week, ages, well, the topic is very important, right? Next week, ages, plus,
that's going to be SAM 20, that's all I'm saying.
Well, as far as I know, I know the statement, somebody referred me to statement 7, it's positive that we finally agreed on changing. I just said that's a lie. It was really two weeks ago. And it was been on the agenda as long as the annual financial statement was tabled, but we decided that even if we don't do so, we are going ahead. And I was also talking about that before the GA statements. And let me say again, I spoke to Cindy yesterday, and I hope she was around several times to say we want to table it by Thursday. I'm sure that this stage all goes well. It will be tabled in Parliament over the next few hours. But even if less than this, even if it's not, well, it's been done before, I know. We can give a copy to us anyway, even if the whole TV might take a day or too long. Because Antonia needs to go through it on our behalf. And if she gets it on Monday morning, it's not enough. It's not fair enough. So can you start telling me whether you think or not we would like it given to the committee by, say, 5 p.m. tomorrow? And the 20 members get it late tomorrow or Thursday morning. How about that? Good? Fine. Okay. Fine. Then we'll, unless people disagree, we said that, okay, this work we need to chapter, but we're not going to wait for it, right? So, we're going to go ahead. So, I'm suggesting we start, and I'm thank very much to Sandy tonight,
about it, but it's done, it's quite wonderful.
But it's not up to you, Cindy. I'm going to your hands and think over this word here to draw our attention to interventions they may need and try to judge for this. Because you're doing it here, I have the wrong impression. We will be talking. So, you want to think about this, Cindy?
Yeah.
job. Then you talk about the effect of the proposed penalty on financial stability. Now, let's see, we keep coming back to this point. Who's got answers to be made for this thing? How much is we borne by the industry? How much by the financial customer? Right? Then you have things that on page, is it 99 now? For reasonable cost being charged by the sponsor of the in connection with the conservation. It should be connected to investigating the conservation. Why is it not called investigation?
And the next one you talk about
is the criminal prosecution in the South Pole. Criminal prosecution. Explanation to see this. The South Pole basically it's our version of the double jeopardy rule. So if the criminal prosecution has actually commenced, then we want that in action. And you have to leave that with clause 183 to come, which is the reverse of that. If you impose the penalty and the legal prosecution, that will must act as a ground for the European Union.
Yeah, okay, now this is the other thing. Those are the
now, the next one is also about administrative penalty or in other previous subjects, in chapter 27. What does that actually mean? I don't know what chapter 27 is, but it's how he does. But what does it mean? I don't know what chapter 27 is. What does that actually mean?
Civil execution process to
include an amount of costs.
Yeah,
you don't need it. Unless you want to do it, I think you have about three. And
clearly, the amount we are going to raise, if you look at part B under 172, was meant to be applied for the purposes of financial education or the protection of the public. Now you want to put it in the national revenue fund, and that means it's for general public. Why? But see, how do you know about students or our students? Who made the
decision?
No, it's in the why is it?
So the history is that the EPSP did not have liberating power to restrict to consumer education. So consumer education is funded in multiple ways, it still is. That is something that we're looking to streamline going forward. As part of the government's practice, the degree with respect to regulating, it is seen as inappropriate to be fined on one hand and taking the fine for exercising the rights of the public sector system. So this is an improvement in terms of governance. It's not about taking funds away from consumer education, because consumer education is now an explicit mandate responsibility of conduct authority, and we're then deregulating the industry in order to perform that function.
Why do you have to do it in the first place? Why did you have to come to this conclusion now? Like in the earlier versions of the bill, nobody's going to be able to ask that. You have to say it. Why can't you approach it?
It has been an ongoing debate, and this is the court has been the one that's been inserted. And we, over time, have made sure that we've improved the provisions relating to consumer education, strengthened those provisions, not only in terms of this bill, but in terms of the legacy framework. And that's part of the funding arrangements which are happening with all processes such as happening in terms of how we make sure that consumer education gets the right funding. Also keep in mind that some of the background structures, for example, there's a collaboration with Caroline and Charles Morty, at the moment there's a very cumbersome process by which the funds which have been obtained for consumer education can actually be allocated to projects. And then it's itself needs to be reviewed to ensure that the
one of the
authority
can basically be delivered
on time.
Okay, on the
amendment,
what do you think?
Sure. I rest with the TFMA looking at the provisions, but I'm uncomfortable with the provisions circumventing the National Revenue Fund. I mean, it's essentially fines are used to fund investigations, which, as I understand, surely all the proceeds of harsh should go to the National Revenue Fund, and then should be drawn down by the Revenue Authority.
Other members?
That's my position, because it is not decision of person who will say, I don't know if it is just upon me, because that has been signed to generate revenue. So that argument will not hold water, because then the funds generated will go to the central bank, which is the fund. And it also be more complicated, because let me make a further example. If there's a small business party that is starting to make entry and try with some fund to generate income in such a way that they will hire generous when people won't hear it, that message is taken from institutions. People get that, why did you hire Kendra? It's because you wanted to check up as many times as possible to make as much money as possible and that your survival techniques. The message can be asked in a court of law. Probably they would have to prove beyond reasonable doubt they were not convicted in how they installed that camera that could not be seen anyway. I mean, this context. If you want to meet people in plan, you need to be penalties because you want to correct, to self-correct their behavior, not necessarily that you want to give them income. So you need to prove that you are not trying to give them income. That's why you disassociate your activities with the family that is derived from such an activity. I think it's the most brilliant decision you can ever find.
Fine, that's
what they're doing.
174. And the other thing that's quite good, by the way, over the next few weeks, I'll have this meeting, and I'm going to be fully regarding the number of two minutes. 174. Right, now, yeah, okay, fine, I can see what I'm saying. Then somebody said something about 175, they kept the second stuff to suspect. Oh, you accommodated somebody or the other, right?
Thank you.
on, but this is why I'm suggesting that it would be a possible, because there are a lot of other issues we'd like to contribute to the ombuds system, and it's a big animal on the side, which is why we thought it's very easier to approach with looking at the technical legal issues of the administrative penalties and the tribunal, and then you can revert back to the ombuds system, which is a quick little bit.
Well, I'm looking for guidance. I don't really have a strong view. I didn't go to the issue with the ombuds. But it really can never help me. Well, I'll wait. I'll give it to you, but I don't really know what to do. What? And of course, I can have a few decisions if you say you don't agree. But I don't, you know, I'm saying you don't say no. You know, let's look at the office. But I don't know. What do you think about this? What do you think? No, that's not really the office. I don't know. They were treated by us in Holland, 3 years of October last year. No, that's not really it. But you can answer the same question. No. How do you think it helps?
Yeah, I don't know why that's going to be helpful. I think if you say that we should not look at the checking and everything, but that happens to the role of the moment. It therefore said that this discussion has come again. Because they always have that.
No, I don't, because we look, how do we get to the honest question? And I'm going to use some. You know, the more I think about it, I read this about that. And I do a lot of research for honesty, so then we have to do honesty. Because you know, but also, it's not clear, not to this end, that you are far more than you are supposed to be. You need it for 4,000 years. So our balance becomes very much. No, at least not I can move. No. It's certain that you are a much stronger person than me. Every year you are a much stronger person. No. Actually, now we talk about the game of the person. It's a little thing that we all do in our lives. Right. I do. Right. Because of what you've done all the time.
The role of the council, including the role of what we described as being a chief ombuds. And the issue there that was raised was what does a chief ombuds do and what is it perceived to do? And he created now, in terms of this role, a council which intersects another regulator, but it's a regulator of ombuds. But that means it doesn't have the chief ombuds of DNA to be in effect the CEO or the head, executive head of the council, does not himself make decisions about the plan. The decisions that that person is making relating to setting standards for the ombuds, to move towards harmonization, improve the system, get to best practice, and make sure that there's compliance within the ombuds of those rules and requirements that he has already made. So the concern was that there would be a decision that the chief ombuds is going to make and care of cases and making decisions. As you know, in terms of all the studies, there are different models on the ombuds system. And we are at the moment exploring where we were taking the ombuds. So the proposal that you see for the drafting that you see here in this chapter is the stepping stone. The stepping stone means that at the moment we've got a fragmented ombuds system. We've got statutory ombuds and voluntary ombuds. Some are by law, in other words, and some are elected. The way in which those ombuds each operate is very different. very concerned. Sometimes that's justified because it's the nature of things they're doing, and many of these people are not. There's also an incredibly low level of awareness of it and how to navigate it amongst consumers. And so the second we are taking options to move towards a better connection. So what we have here is a second stone, which is a bridge. And what we want is to introduce, so that the council is being set up to harmonize and standardize and introduce good practice across the digital office. Without taking the steps to say, we're going to have a single statutory office, like the UK model, or we're not going to have any own voluntary office, or we're going to have an international office. We will then be, the intention of setting up the council, which will then be setting standards or requirements to harmonize and develop good practice for the office. In addition to which, expression is to build awareness. And instead, what we need for these two levels being is to develop a common brand and a common action point. So a consumer, for me, I know that I'm not happy with any of my financial service providers, be it an insurer, a bank, a credit card, whoever it is. I know this complaint is one front end access. And that doesn't mean that there's only a single audit. It could be the multiple audits underneath it, but at least it simplifies my entrance, my contact. So going back to what the industry rates. The industry rates are concerned by naming this a cheap audit. We are confusing practice because we're making consumers think that this is the person we need to complain to, when in fact we actually have audits to complain to. The other major concern that we raise, policy issue, relates to the rulemaking powers of the audit council. And it's principle, each of the audits is in agreement with the EC standardization organization. But there is a view that the rules could be mistaken and overly prescriptive in a way which compromises the efficiency of the ombudsman to the task of formal function. And that's seen, for example, in the way that currently the statute of exceptions of the CFMA requirements, and that were along with the very contrary, the issue of its zones, with different complaint hand processes, etc. And I think some of the audits feel, even though they agree in principle, they feel threatened that the way in which they do things might be common. But we can get into detail of those audits. So for most parts, we have a group in guidance and in the top. We have engaged considerably with the various audits in that we've visited a number of audits as well to see how they're operating, the changes they made, and how they see the future. And the proposals that we have, and in fact there are good proposals which we will present as well, which you address the conversation that we're having.
You've agreed with the audit. Five members, do you want to make any issues? I'm sorry, I've got anything to make. Alright, basically you've come with new proposals, right? So you will take us to them. Are those the proposals that are on the...
So the ones that are on the TV and the
can you put the new ones on the screen in the panel, right? So that you're looking at this table, and then you will make your figure. Really,
But then they told us we've also got a draft structure. By the time we got the draft structure, so they also took us to the system. So we knew what was coming. So when we looked at the demarcation chart, we more or less knew what was the structure, so we more or less knew what was the system. Now I'm not blaming you. You worked very hard and you're a very good team. But you know, you asked the father too much. Maybe he was giving you the go-ahead to have this capture in the same strategy without us knowing clearly what it is that's going to happen in phase two. Also, we are adopting Antonia. I don't remember that listening yet because really, Antonia, this is about being from direction. The only experience we had before, since we opened up in the IR, I never found it there. We had a story we knew in the earlier rooms what's in the label. And the first experience I don't want to find it, because I don't know of another experience. I'm glad we almost found it. Come on, we got a problem here, right? A problem. We have our own problem. Now, I'm almost being in the home affairs committee. You should say it again. Oh, you're not getting real. You guys can't manage your own program with problems. I mean, they're supposed to be a hearing. They're supposed to release somebody at the school and be hearing for the home care as well and for the college and so on. We can't do this. So you want to bring up more legislation. Forget us and go on home. You guys can't manage. So you want to be careful. You're going to make a lot more money. Stick to this. The occupation with us. It's time. And that's kind of it. We're going to consult the environment. So the problem we have here more is you are asking us now to sort of accept our proposal. Without us knowing where exactly phase two is going to go, exactly what the world is going to be like. So I'm explaining what we're going to do in the government. When the government came to us 2 weeks with the overall system, and it was local government, right? By the time we looked at the demarcation itself, we more or less knew what we wanted to do, right? Said that we had a structure where the systems were adopted in time. So when Chicky Oliver and that team come and say, who's a lawyer, Jackie Munch, they said, you know what, these guys are going to deal with the systems
communication you have said to us, before we finish this, let's look at the intolerance part, because it's before us, we can do that. And I'm saying, well, I don't know how much more we can do, but look at others' comments. We can't go over all the sides of responsibility. So there are some things here you will say to me, you know, until we clear up our patient, we ain't going to approve this down. So the response part doesn't have an interest in me, in the way to build that. Right, having said all of that, that's wrong your approach. Does anybody object to what I said? Because it seems to me straightforward, but maybe it's something I'm saying that's unacceptable to me, in which case, please help. So Peter?
Agreed.
You agree. All right, find anybody have a problem?
It's just please.
Even Mr. Maynard, you cannot review my, they must be got to get off. Just amazing. Maybe let's have to teach you another thing. Okay? Okay.
Shows you how for the customer, you don't know which one to go. Even if you do, it may which is that you've got this fixed rate in these big regulators, yet you've got a very fragmented commercial system. You have one for long-term insurance, one for short-term insurance, one for banking, one for credit, whatever, like pension, adjudicator, and so where is fixed to go? The obvious thing would be to say, can you consolidate this a bit more? We didn't want to take a big step because the changes we're making go quite far. And we do think that there are elements in the current system that are quite good with many of the voluntary owners. Okay? But there are also many issues that are not. So in creating this council, it's a step to actually bring them together to harmonize. If you look at the procedures that you have currently, or say how they handle complaints, this does lay the basis to go quite far towards any ultimate phase two that we're talking about. It will make it more natural, because we don't have the answers to phase two as we speak. And yes, and in fact, what we do may even be more than enough, and there may not even need to be a phase two. The challenge will be, is this function, is the system of ours working effectively? Is it helping customers? And so, I mean, when you go to the process, you see how we are kind of just pushing that these structures work in a more harmonized way, much better. The ultimate step would be to unify them all. Okay? So, you know, as you go through these things, I can tell you, there are some ombuds. I don't believe their boards are independent enough. Okay? They are too, perhaps, industry-friendly because of the way they fund it. If we can start changing some of those things, even now in the interim, I think that you'll find that the system will be more objective, more harmonized, and will work better for the personal piece of need. So I think we're not too worried about the fact that we don't know. In fact, for anything, you don't really know what phase two will be. So perhaps we shouldn't get it in explicit. Because we've got to get the system working to see how it works. And then we need to fix things up. Let's fix them up. We were more worried here that you would be saying, why don't you merge all these guys? So the time to kind of say, look, let's not break something that's not broken.
Completely
broken. It's broken.
Well, I was just wondering, before we get to our approach, you see, firstly, I must say I'm very interested in your chief. I really am. But also I'm bound by the role of chairperson in a parliament like ours, right? To do what parliament is supposed to do. And therefore, if you were in my seat, you would say the same thing. If I'm in your seat, I think more and more you speak, I would say the same thing. So let me be very clear once again. I have enormous respect for your chief. He's pretty ideological and all that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm mainly here. I'm only here today. But I'm not saying, I understand, but you must also understand our role as politicians. I'm sure you didn't. I'm telling you, I've been around here thousands of years, so I've never come across it. I'm telling you that though our reports to parliament will carry some weight, it's not enough. So let's start with this argument. You're saying that this is considered an advancement. When this happens, I think, well, I can't speak to anybody, but there's a significant majority, if not all of us, on the same page as you in terms of values and goals. And I said, well, I'm going to call this goal. That actually, this thing context, the number is really, if it works properly, would defend the financial customers. This reporting is defend the whole. It will reduce the prospect as part of the system as a whole, will they eliminate the 2008 global crisis. Do you think it will happen that, you know, this will at least mitigate that kind of thing? In ways that we live using hands, right? So I think on that we agree. We also already know enough to know that the ombuds operates not already independently. Even the newspapers, you know, even if they aren't having colors or consumer colors, you see how many people see it. But Kim, I know how the free market works. Never mind that there might be people in this business. They say they're just in the past. So I think there's any difference between us, or the majority of us.
something new. You're saying, if I'm right, that the reason you cannot see,
but if this doesn't advance on my head,
secondly, you're saying that you can't be more explicit because you have to see how this dissertation that will come into effect with this slowly coming in works for a while before you can decide whether in fact you have to do anything and if so why. Okay? So you need a system to operate for a while. There's a question of how many people the chair would ask this, only members of that now, is, well, have you got some time frame, whether it's 3 years or 4 years, or whenever you're going to do this stuff? Then what we may want to ask you is, there are aspects of the provisions you have that we can only agree provisional to certain things happening, and that must go into our report. What we could also ask you to do, I'm getting to process now, but trying to explain more for a discussion, is, in, like, a pity, if that's possible, half the case or quarter case, such what it is that prevents you from being clearer. What you've done there, what prevents you from being clearer, and when you're hoping to be able to move on a decision, whether you need more permission to case or not. How would I put it to the AMP that our view would probably be that we do want rationalization in common. My own personal view, as it happens, interesting is that I got it from where you will say, in a note you say, I didn't say what, can you categorize it in that tool? Because I really think in the interest of the four, particularly with the pilot company, you're not unobvious. If you are talking about harmonization of the system as a whole, so for me there's too many comments. When the people came here, well, remember the appears when it says 28, I don't know if I said, but it's certain thought, you know, hey, you guys are uneven, I'm not sure, there were some people came from the office, so they came, it's all the data. Yeah. So, really, I really don't know what to do about this, but these are just thoughts going to my head, and we will come back to this. But can you just guide us now on the things that Kathy and Momo have said? Before we proceed, I have to just the element of process and method in dealing with this. And, but really, I'm guided by a colleague of the position on this, by all the members.
The issue that can catch up with us again is the issue of process. But I think this is a when I'm going to be an example to the national really make you understand where I'm going. When we were dealing with the issue of tension, we thought that we need to have the social confusion.
Well,
Feel about it. It was, look, at the end of the day, it's probably
thing shouldn't be the answer to say that there should be answers to look into a clause that tightens their oversight for the armor. You've got some provisions there, right? But can you look into the target? Can you look into tightening? What's your responsibility? Yeah, you and me, we have to actually. Look, they don't say you're going to have a lot of inclination to do it before you get done.
Yeah, no, they're also under the DFMS. So what is performance stuff there?
No, there's one talking more there. Well, no, you're right, we might just have one talking more, right? I mean, we agree on that, right? Is there any more problem? No. So we're going to insert something in there. Class will be going to see about 178D. So you're going to promote public awareness of answers. So sorry, it's E. You're going to take this facility aspect, right? How do you do that? I'm looking for the law. How will you do that?
So, we're the public council, so this is the widest of the things I do. So, if you're making the decision, I'm the RED. One thing that's almost voluntary, almost every time I set up your council, is synchronized phone line. So, that's not a very long market that you all may know. So, that could be a way that they promote access by financial customers. But it can also take rules for the office to follow. In terms of how frequently they're disclosed and awareness campaigns, for example. And also how they accept contacts. So one of the things, not the print on for example, is only when they accept EMS contacts and the phone taxes is that. So the other household can set sort of rules to make adverse decisions.
Alright, then how do you promote finance inclusion through the month?
This is actually one of the comments that came up on the published version of the law. We changed it in the orders of a new version of the statute now in I2 supporting financial inclusion, which is a similar obligation that's been placed on regulators, I think, to ask the other themselves to promote it when a bit too much of the cost, but to support financial inclusion as being mindful of the actions that they take should not be.
What you're saying in these things is that there needs to be proportionality. Often there are products, for example, which really are really unfit to the customer. Now, depending on this for the mass market, you want access. I mean, I would imagine that they will look at all these issues. And if you look at the system now, you also want regulators. See, regulators should be also, just about any company should be listening to its complaints division. You want all the regulators to be checking what ultimately gets to the ombuds stage. Once it gets to the ombuds stage, it means there's a sort of failure in the system that in the first instance couldn't be solved. So it gets to the second point. The regulators, especially the market for that regulator, should be looking at these cases. If you look at the Vaccines Fund adjudicator, she has, for example, you know, put out certain general problems that there are. But then although they can only deal with a specific complaint, but can look at the broader issues, and this also becomes a feedback mechanism to the regulator, who then perhaps should say, hold on, there's these problems, it's not been sorted out. And then try to solve it for the system, because they will do things of general case. So that's just one way of how I see the system working. And inclusion is an important perspective. It gets obviously to access, and the whole issue, the hard issues are going to be, are these appropriate products for certain markets? And that's what we want to come to much, much stronger.
Okay, members and colleagues here? Well, you know, you've often from promote support, and I hear you more on Kevin. And I think it's a good thing to do, but if there's anyone else in practice, I think it's really hard to do. This is a theme that's going on in our report to Parliament, right? Financial inclusion. Personally, I think the majority of you seem to be, I think I'm just reading, that we taking this crisis, that financial inclusion is such a key aspect, really. But I think the value underpinning limited the role of the commissioner as against the chief ombudsman, right?
Is it clear, right? Is that the role of that, right?
Because if you read this thing, the first thing is to tell you, what's the difference between the commissioner and the chief ombudsman? Who's the commissioner? Can you remind me? Oh yes, of course, that's right. It's defined as it's in the definitions, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just confused.
It's been a long word like this, right? It's gonna be really like I mean the average for the decision the first time it comes to page close 1 6 9. Yeah, okay, fine, it's really Christian. But I can ask to be Christian. These women, so I think that's in the average word. I'll do it.
I'm sure it would help sometimes. Even though the reference is to the commissioner, sometimes it's a beginning book. I'm sure because it tells the people to read the chapter.
Yeah. Because that cover from here is loving the sentence. Not even, not consistent or adequate in the book. We don't do that. Oh, then it's fine.
No, we can.
Yeah, it's fine.
Having this exact same discussion about how to rationalize, apply to all the opportunities in order to combine the different products, industry offers. The challenge that we have is it is not an advantage. Even from our time, the experience has been mixed. We are good kitchen owners, and we are expert on the kitchen authority have not been effective and not been efficient, and are taxed very well to others. There's also issues in terms of what Miranda said around they're now going to court all the time, whereas the industry owners don't have that option. So what we have, I'm saying the same on the industry this time, they get on with industry owners which are very effective and progressive versus those which are not. So I think it would be hard for anyone to say that uniformly and de facto the statutory ombuds is a big option to industry ombuds because it says we can see based on both fronts. We agree we need, we want rationalization. The issue we have is what is the best, what will that rationalization look like? And we need to do more work in order to be able to answer that question. So in talk, it came down to we're going, if you could just think about it, if you want to stretch longer, that would be the cleanest, easiest way to introduce it. The potential disruption to the sector, if we don't get that exactly right, could further damage consumer access and rights. And so we want to make sure that we fix, we know exactly what the problems are, and so that we do take structural interventions, we know exactly what we need to fix and how best to fix it. So we're not just creating a new body which, as you say, has all these wonderful powers and functions, but actually doesn't serve consumers any better.
Chair,
I've got
to say that I don't know that for some of them, you can indicate that there's a transverse loss of water. And again, many can get it. But there's kind of coming back. And she can indicate that she wants to change things, but she never saw the thing. Now, I wish you could hear what that says.
I can imagine.
You
want
to be
I can imagine.
So that was the time to see that before. Now, I'll put that in the phrase. Now, you see, yeah. I don't know, I always think that to speak but I when I speak to them, that's very nice. But if I speak to whom, I can expect that to give me a power to do nothing. I know it's not very strong, but you know what I'm trying to say. That's the point. You see, yeah. There is no industry that should be regulating itself because how does industry drown from statement use? Industry because that but we regulate the industry because they don't want to do the industry we need today. And hey, it's not whether there's a particular one, whether it's the insurance sector or telling us behaving with that. When we regulate, we regulate because we don't want in the future, even the one that behaving very well, we know. So we take them in one aspect and say, this is the decision we take because we don't take it into debt, but we take it into forward. One is a harmonized transition into one regulated sector as opposed to this. So I think that's the one that's like. But now we go in one week there and one week on week there, and then that's why I'm saying those things about the money. Yeah. Now, they want to do this for cash back. When they do that, then those questions are going to come that I just think about. That's your answer to your wage. And then what do so we need to be clear what we want to do. We need to engage thoroughly. We need to come back to the country. When that is the end for us, very, very important.
Now, the problem they have raised is that they can't know something concrete because they have those who have experienced it first. They might say, if we get that, I understand. What I want to do is not see a whole lot of the team. How much of what you say is the balance of evidence. How much of it is actually generated? So let's say, would I be right to say that our view, as a majority, is that
one community that here we think we say that the provision of certain quotas. So, you know, I also think it's not just acceptable that we allow the industry on this to deal. I understand that people call it the over the situation. I think it's on the entire. Also, to be fair, right? The world is slightly, we just lost about what's the right thing to do in the circumstances that we're we've made concessions to industry. That's what they agree. The same we are acting now, it's not my thing. You know, on the whole, you've got a lot to discuss. This thing is about the financial tax. And we are going to look at this. Tell me about individuals here. People are considerably different. I don't know. We're not protesting the company's questions. But I do think that on that, bearing in mind all the uncertainties, it's reasonable for the majority party to say, that's what you say, that you want some sort of special response. That yes, you're broke up to more stress, you're soft it. Let's put something there. What would be a strong argument against it?
Yeah, I hear you. And in a way, I think we share the sense that there needs to be harmonization. That we can call it or silver. I think that's an argument I would like to be called. But I think this is about getting the balance right. That you don't want the industry always objecting. So as Jackie has said, that in South Africa currently we have statutory and voluntary omelets. Some voluntary omelets really don't work, and I think yet some work stunningly well. Certainly, especially omelets, they work, sometimes they work well, sometimes they have to take. So it's not that the one is better than the other necessarily. But I think perhaps let's look at this. I think what we can do is perhaps let's go back and look at the power of the chief omelet and go back to that language. I think that's what I hear. Because symbolically, I think you do want to signal that you want a harmonized system and the person should have some powers to push towards. That's what I hear you say.
No,
so maybe let's go back and look at that, and then let's come back to you. I think we've seen the difficulties, but I mean, let's just take that into account, because I think it's a messaging that we also want to put about where you want to go to with the system ultimately. As you say, this is an area where even internationally, I mean, I want to address the international body of commerce. You know, it's not like Basel. Because it's financial, there's an international body, you have stance. Once you get to the softer side of market conduct of commerce, even on the financial education is a bit more developed, you find there's many different ways. Sometimes you don't care about customers, so that's why it's not a stance. Some countries care more, and it starts to set a stand. So the UK is in strong money. The US now with the new consumer center, Elizabeth Warren, championed it. Last week they just issued their first fine against one of their major banks, which is like quite a revolutionary thing in the US. So a lot of this is an evolving area, and therefore it's not easy to settle on how things work. And you've got to bear in mind, those who want to, the problem with the current system is, even with the industry one, is that it doesn't apply to all the financial institutions. Some stay out. And so they can't enforce on those that are outside the system. Now, in a way, we are pushing to force it, because if we do that effectively, we can look at it. If any financial institution is into some commerce, then also that, you know, that we can direct where it falls into the commerce, that this council will actually say, no, these matters must be governed from. And then get back to the issues that we have in the National Credit Rating Paper. From the sketch that we've got, and I think we will use this paper, it's still in the early form, but I think it does have good steps. I think the National Credit Rating Paper takes more. There's more complaints because they also indicate it to telco. The others want it in writing. That's why they come back. So they want it in writing. And you find all the different procedures. And people go from one to the other until they get satisfaction. You don't want a system like that. So, you know, perhaps, I think some of the powers are already
Never thought I had to be like, welcome to the new father, right? And she gets a heck of a
initially quoted that the rules would be made by the board, but as it's not against the board, we insisted that the rulemaking part actually dialogue with the head of the office. So this is just that executive position. What was the chief office?
Right. So
I'll see
that
item.
I think this is in a sleep scene, I think now things like that, no one gets to come out of it. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I'm saying, how many people get to finalize this book?
So the question has been...
Well, half of it hours.
So we have computer as a form of good governance to ensure that we position our work in a way that we go through...
Yeah, I know what you're doing, yeah.
The concern that had been raised by was that it would be an operational advantage, and we took that concern on the touch.
Please look at that. But it's fine, it's not worrying, you know, that's why I think what you do, like, is when you finish this book, I was thinking about it last night, you need quite a lot of time to come back to the next version. So we don't find this book, because it's taken a lot of hours, you know, and then you can spend another hour or two, you might do a good book. Whereas after I've spent all these hours, because we were rushing for the last moment, look, man, I think we're all set up now. We want to finish this one. We want to move on, right? So, come here. I would like to please. I know we've never started the schedules, right? That we finish this one, if possible, you know, in the next one. So we don't carry on this one again. If you can ask the SOEs and all the agencies and all the CIC and also behave, it'll help us. Because then others just keep bringing in their old stuff. Right. So, I think what you're doing is fine. It's just worrying. I mean, pick it up. Right? And then you suddenly, you know. Well, I think you get the truth about that. No one's forgiving anybody. It's human. I'm just saying that, you know, that the last one is to pick up things for you.
And Chair, just on the speed, we'll also just look at the government in the sense, not the government, but the state part, which is among the teams who are the members. So,
alright, fine. Let's go to the next one, please. Decisions on the board. You know, you have the trust for speeding, because this is what I just thought it. This is really interesting. Why do you put that there? So that's 3 A and B. Decisions on the board is not because it's mainly because of the vacancy in the office of a member. And the first one was, that's actually why we put this clause, because it's sort of commonsensical. It's so unnecessary. I think it's elsewhere in this book as well. Why do we do this? Do you know why he's given me as a suggestion? What is the value of it?
The
majority of the members of the committee may not be staff members of the arm, but they could start looking inside. But not be staff members, you really want to be looking inside. That makes sense. It's all about the system behind the code, doesn't it? Obviously, you're saying the majority of the members of the committee may not be staff members of the arm, but let's clear that. Why would you be what? Because the basic is there.
Yeah,
in the
July change, they look like
there was a version of the majority of the members. Yeah, because you've got the ads now in these times, right? Yeah, basically. Look, here's this job, this needed editors, right? Because it's on system elsewhere, and it's used. There's no need for the word employee. Yeah, I think you're the analyst is simply with ads, that is what it comes to. Good? Okay. So the fix is straightforward, transparent, straightforward. So can you agree to 188, right? 189? The matrix, we can't get into the matrix of our chief on, but that's the normal story you've covered already, that's nothing new. Can you look at this and come back on the chief on, right? Having taken into account the discussion earlier, right? Have you got any new proposals from your latest case? First, so we don't adopt this, but right? I'm sorry, remember this is a point that we haven't adopted for the reason that we said 190. Anything on 190, colleagues? No. Now, here I wanted to ask you something. If you look at, you may be right, I think you just sort of wrong. 2E and 3. In this case, the word improper appropriate.
Thank you.
You recognize the scheme, right? And then they don't deliver the five institutions. You can de-recognize them. That's what you have the power to do, right? Lay it down as well. So it can be done. Say they don't deliver. You want that, otherwise you want that. Okay. Any comments here?
You say, yeah, I'm not on there, I don't push this stuff. But look at your clause stuff to be that. You say, oh, now look at two. You say, you may grant an application for recognition subject to conditions specified by the company, right? I would say, they may take it, I don't push it more, to say, actually, the Honorable Council will not recognize the application unless certain conditions are met. So the obligation is then to deliver. If you say, okay, I'm giving you guys, they provide them to do it. It's easier for them not to do it. You say, okay, you're not going to deliver. You're not going to say,
yeah.
But maybe there's an industry or treasury concern about it, that if you word it the way I did it, it's complicated. Like, and if that does so, I would promise.
Okay, I think that's actually a good point. I think that's what you should do. And you should also note the objectives of harmonization. And you don't want more fragmentation.
Yeah.
Because this would enable, you know, each infringing it would be too much. You don't want that.
Right, fine. So look at it, I don't think it's strong, it just enters my head, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes you don't know the value of what you've thought. And when you hear other things, you think 80%, so why did I take it in the first place? So actually, I don't think you'll carry that any further. But you say there's something to it, but I'm glad to get it. Otherwise, you're wasting the time, I'm wasting the time. So why don't you remove that? And then you also got, this was further down the paragraph, see what you've done it in the last few weeks.
Interaction on credit, like to banking credit. there was confusion about what the portion is. The subject is fine in terms of the requiring the negative. And the intention is that, on the one hand, you need to be able to, what we require of the, on the team, is that, and so the members of the on the team to advise the, advise the clients, their customers, in terms of their commission and marketing plan. It was confusion to a number of professionals, in fact, even amongst ourselves, connecting that then to the obligation to comply with the running rules of the scheme, which can play into the issues in that kind of system. So it's not easy to be proper, it's to make it more clear on the board.
I think it's too late to raise an objection about the operational details of the option for the United States of America.
On the specific?
Yeah.
Are they going to raise that issue more generally relating to the rules and also the integration of
the market? Which, you know, I don't know what I think, but for now it's fine. I'm just going to speak up something that I had. It's fine. Yeah. Okay. Then, what's the insight to the use of the required numbers to apply the principles of the switch to purposes of the engineer? What does it mean?
Some of the others will consider what is the case that has to happen. Some of the contracts that others can only consider what the actual contractual agreement between the customer and the financial institution was. And we would like all others to have this role to make sure that they work in this context. So not just whether it was a contractual dispute, but what the customer making for the customer should be able to make into the financial institution.
What
good
could you mean?
I just want to flag and tell you that if you're we like some accelerators for the function of this law. It's an alternative to super revision agents that want to provide this function is incredible. And there appears to be some overlap between what that contemplates and what we are contemplating in terms of industry on the scene, and we need to make sure that that delineation is clear. So we will engage the regulator and the PR on this and make sure we come back to the discussion on that.
So this is on your page 95, you've got some top 5 pages.
Recognizing that the office is not an alternative. Alright, fine. The next one is 198. Any comments on 198? Straight forward, sure. Suspension of recognition. 199. Any comments here from industry or anybody? Well, you just need to be able to start with the
applies for exemption from a specific rule, and they can prove that the outcome
any issues on short three projects? Yeah, honey?
Traditional
any issues with that?
No.
Right, let's move on. We are now on 204, is that right? Any comments here? Question? What about 204.2 now? Oh, I think that I was 18. I thought I was going to draw my question. Right? Okay, 205. I don't see anything here. Anything here? 205.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not saying you can learn some kind of different things.